You're in tune to KDWA FM 97.7 AM 1460. Welcome to another edition of Talk Real Estate, brought to you by the Realtors of Edina Realty of Hastings. We have in our studio today the duo team. Well, actually, there's more than two of you, isn't there? But
just couldn't be here.
There's two of you in here, all masked up and safe. We have from the Home Results Group, Mr. Greg Jablonski, Mr. Wayne Beisel. Good to have you back, Wayne.
Yep. Thanks, Dan. It's good to be here.
It's been a while. You're on a monthly rotation now.
Yes.
So
yes,
I don't get to see this often.
Yep.
And we take longer turn, you know, time to do these pre-shows now. So
correct.
Anyway, well, how are sales in your office this week, gentlemen?
Oh, they're going normally, I guess maybe is the right word. I don't know. We've had a few ourselves, and I think throughout the office there's been a few, but overall the trend has been on a downward spiral. I mean, it's just been that way. So, but we're doing fine.
There's good sales, but there's a lack of homes right now, and I think somebody just looked up. Was that you?
That was me.
The 300 and under. It went from 40 whatever.
Yeah. You know, using the District 200 or the Hastings area.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, we went from like 2 weeks ago, we had 40 some listings. I think this morning we're down to 21.
Wow.
So yeah. And that's a 300 or under type thing, wasn't it?
No, that was total. That was everything.
That's from the days where we normally would have 120 or so, we're down to 20. Yeah.
And if you get that 250 and under, you're only talking a couple
houses. Period.
Yep. This is townhouses, and condos, everything.
And we just sold one over on Tyler.
Right. Right.
So I didn't look it up, and I'm going to have a meeting with a council person here shortly, and I just don't think they understand there is nothing available in town, and that's common throughout everywhere.
Mm-hmm. Do you think, we kind of talked a little bit off air, and our business is like on a seesaw. It isn't even a roller coaster. It's up, it's down, straight. I mean, there's just no in between. And in our business, as soon as they started talking about, you know, shutting businesses down, it's like somebody pulled the plug out of the bathtub and it is, the water's gone. Do you think that has anything to do with it?
You know, I don't know if people believe that, Dan, to be honest with you. I really don't think they do. I think the businesses have been opened up and everybody can see the way. And quite frankly, there's just not a lot of people might expect to be there.
Does the talk lead to some uncertainty? So people think,
always,
well, maybe I'll hang on to my home, enough that are ready to sell, and they're thinking, maybe I should wait.
Yeah, maybe it's not the time. I think that's more the feeling, is that they're just putting it off a little while.
Right. Yeah,
such,
I mean,
there's such a good time because prices have never been better. Interest rates have never been better. And if you're worried about the COVID, I guess that's what makes the world go round. But I think it'll be handled very well. Here's my example. Jack Nicholas, 80-some years old, tested positive for antibodies. I don't know what all this means, to be honest with you, but that means at some point he must have had it and didn't even know it. And he's 80-some years old. So this thing is all hit and miss, and all the testing. And I go to Rochester Mayo the other day, and that's all a mess down there. And so it's everybody's got a different slant on how things to be. And it's just safe, and it's distancing, and it's just cleaning your hands, and you'll be good.
Mm-hmm. But, I mean, it leads to some uncertainty that leads to people hesitating. You know, they're going to do it, but maybe they're just waiting to see.
It's just not quite the time.
Let's
wait till it's a little, what they feel is safer, whatever period that is.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know. But I think that's what I want to assure that everybody is safe. I mean, that mass thing's coming in, and already Edina this morning, we get an email. Here's, we're going over it, and it takes effect on Saturday, so whatever.
Yeah, I mean, I have mine. You can see I'm wearing it.
Yep, you got
so
it.
You know, it's all set. Barb made special ones for us so that.
And here's how far it goes. Every now and then, I'll see an individual, the only one in a car, driving down the road with a mask on. I have not figured that out.
Thank you. We do too.
But that's how goofy some people get about this.
I mean, they're in the car all by themselves.
They're not in the real world, so whatever. You can't change that.
Or as I seen, you see two people on a motorcycle wearing the mask but no helmet.
Yes.
That's another good one.
You get the bell on that one. Yes.
I love that one.
Yes. I sat out here just the other day and saw that exact thing, and I froze up. I couldn't even drive because I couldn't. I'm like, what did I just see?
Right. That's a good one. I hadn't seen that.
What makes sense in this?
Exactly. And nothing makes sense. Yeah. It's just all over the map. The good thing is, I do believe, like we were talking earlier, mm-hmm. before November 3rd, we're going to have a vaccine.
Yes.
Pretty positive mm-hmm. of that.
Yeah, I am too, and it looks that
and
way.
And then
too.
I think this thing is over once they mm-hmm. have a vaccine.
Yeah,
and of course, I know that the president's talking about the therapeutics of this and mm-hmm. all the stuff they're developing to go along with it. So I do believe that this stuff has been in the works for a long time, and I think it's coming. So
mm-hmm.
hopefully, I'll get all this stuff about the different theories that we have and get it behind us. But yeah, everybody's going through the same thing. Do we mm-hmm. wear masks? Do we go here? Do we go there? And
no. Why do I want somebody in my house? Do they have it? Do they
right.
not? But leave the lights on. But there is procedures that we have.
I was going to say, you have some procedures in place to make sure it's safe, correct?
Yeah, absolutely, you
yes.
do.
You do virtual tours and
yep, all kinds of things to avoid any contact as much as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, there are people that are comfortable with just the distancing and, you know, keeping your hands clean. It's simple as that.
Mm-hmm. And isn't that what it's about, is making people feel comfortable?
Yes, it really is.
In the end, no matter
yep.
what it is, you have this big toolbox, and it might only take one or two tools for somebody, and somebody else five or six. And you folks have been doing really good in accommodating that.
Yes.
Correct.
Yep. We're ahead of the curve. I know that for a fact. And we're always trying to be safe. No matter where we go in all of our businesses, try and be as safe as you can. Mm-hmm. But you still have to do business to a certain degree.
Mm-hmm. I've ordered some masks to put over the microphone so we don't spread it through the airwaves.
I never thought of that. That's a good thing.
See, our microphones aren't masked up.
You never know where it sneaks up on you. I know.
Yeah, you know. We got Wayne to laugh. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtors, Wayne Beisel and Greg Jablonski from Home Results Group. How can folks get a hold of you?
They can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
Yep, they'll just dial you in.
Yep, and the activity for building is good, Dan.
I mean, okay.
It really is, and it's just not so much in Hastings because we've got our own little issues, if you would. But, you know, in other communities, I mean, it is just taking off. I talked to a different lender the other day, and he said he's never been so busy with new construction. So I think that's part of this not being able to find homes. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, unfortunately in Hastings, yeah, we need more lots. We need projects approved. We need things going forward.
Does that put an upward pressure on the price of current homes then?
Sure it does. And, you know, that's what's kept those prices of current homes really climbing. And I think that's why I say it's a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And there's probably never been a better time when you can make a, quote, lateral move. So if you're thinking about a change or downsizing or something like that, I think it's a very good time. Mm-hmm. We've got one client right now. We're going to probably go active with this country listing. And I think once that hits, it's going to be under five. It's a nice acreage. And I got an idea we're going to get some activity on it. And that person is building a new one. So,
Wow.
All possible.
Well, let's get to our topic of the week. And, you know, we've been doing this for how many years now? And this is the first time we're just going to talk real estate.
Boy, that's creative. How'd you come up with that, Dan?
I don't come up with these, Greg. Wayne, help me out here.
You're dying, Dan. You're dying.
You know, and numerous, I mean, we talked about some of the issues already, like the COVID and the changes and how you folks make sure you're there to help people out, not to make them sick. And you're there to do all of what it takes to be, you know, to be safe.
Right. And that's all part of the process. And we're almost looking at it now like that's our normal everyday process.
Okay.
How much of an extreme it went to, but now that's part of the normal everyday, is to try to make sure that everybody feels safe, whether you're buying or selling, you know, in both areas. So, and from an overall perspective, our thoughts are, I think we've said it a couple times already, there's no better time to be both being a buyer and a seller. Prices are up, but interest rates are way down. Excuse me for that stumble there, but the interest rates are so far down, yes.
That's what I heard, that they keep going down,
too. Well, it's under 3% now.
That's unbelievable for a home.
30-year mortgage under 3%. That's a great opportunity, especially if you want to move up and get a more expensive home. Doing some calculations, and when you say the price of the home, everybody says, ooh, I don't know if I can afford that. But when you look at the per thousand on the loan, it becomes a very, very good deal. And that's for 30 years. There's never been a better time to upgrade, because you're going to be able to sell your home for the big dollars, more or less, and buy an existing move-up home for such a small amount per month.
Well, every time that interest rate drops, is it a true statement to say that you can buy more home?
Absolutely it is, yep.
And it's a lot bigger than what most people think or believe?
That's correct.
And that's why they should get to a realtor and like
they really
you folks.
Should. So they get those numbers because it's the number. And, you know, while everybody else is, quote, sleeping and thinking about COVID, you know, the deals are out there. And that's a good time to be in the marketplace when nobody else is there.
And that's a good point. This in our country, that's what's made this country so great, too. One of the reasons, besides you guys and the free enterprise and stuff, is that we always adapt, don't we? There isn't a lot of things that bring us to a dead stop like we had in, say, April. But even then, we said, you can't do this very long to us. We need to keep moving ahead.
Yep.
And we find a way, isn't it? There's
and
always
I think
a way.
I think it has found its path. So it's going to be interesting when this is all over and we look back and say what was right and what was wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there'll be a lot of, backseat quarterbacking, won't there? Mm-hmm. And hopefully, if it happens again, I hope it doesn't happen again, but if it does, we have, you know, a really good response for it.
Yep, absolutely.
So
it seems to be every 100 years, whether you like it or not.
You know, isn't that, I said that too, because the Black Plague was in the
1918?
Yeah, almost around it was here, and then you back up another 100 years. It does seem that way, doesn't it?
And you have the polio virus, so it is good. Yeah. There's things that happen, and it's good to get this one behind us. That's going to be as big, but the other ones were just as serious.
Mm-hmm. And we made it through it, didn't we?
Yep.
It seems like every 100 years, history has a way of repeating itself.
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at this mask to see if it was done in China.
Greg's got his mask here.
I got to look at it right here. I don't know.
But what else in real estate, gentlemen, do we want to talk about today?
Well, just I guess we can just, again, talk maybe the process in total. You know, you come in, you decide either you're going to put your house up for sale, we come out, we do an evaluation, we go through, we talk it through and what you need to do, what you don't need to do, what we think your price, what a good ballpark price would be, and we go on from there. If you're looking for buying, you know, you get pre-approved, you start with that process of getting the pre-approval process, trying to take advantage of these low interest rates, and we go through and see what we can find for you, what we have in our pipeline and or what's out there.
Now, you guys have a little more advantage than a more, just say, let's call, and I hate to use the term, just a regular realtor, because you can also sell them new construction.
We are high test.
Correct.
We're not regular.
Yes. I like that. From a guy who has an electric car, right? He opened the door on that one, didn't he, Wayne?
You're on the bolt.
You're high voltage, right?
And what will be coming is car chargers and garages. You know, it's going to be even in different states now. It's like a lot of new homes have those. So, I mean, I think it is going to be a big thing in the future. So,
yeah, I think it's coming. But I mean, you folks, if there isn't something out on the market, you have the advantage of
being able to discuss that. Yes,
right.
Sit down right with the builder and see what's available.
It's an option, you know, because, in fact, just a few minutes ago, I got off the phone with a gal, and she says, I'm not finding anything. Every house I look at's got things that I don't like. And so building is a good option these days. And I will say that for a period of time after the Depression, you know, the prices of new construction shot up to normal, and the houses, existing homes, kind of lagged in pricing. And so it was fine as long as you're buying an existing home, but that distanced new construction for an option. But today, that distance is not there anymore.
Okay.
So it is a good time for
new construction. So it's pretty equal now.
It's coming. It really is coming back. So.
Okay. You're listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA. Our realtors today, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel from the Home Results Group. Again, folks, gentlemen, rather, how can folks get a hold of you?
You can call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody from the Home Results Group.
Okay. A couple minutes left. What's new in real estate then? Let's talk about new construction, Greg. What are you seeing has the current new norm, so to say. Is that changing what people are doing with their homes or buying new?
Everybody strives.
Like you said, chargers. That's
yep. There's little things like that that I don't think in the technology part that the homes have changed a lot. Okay. But I do believe the styling of the homes, the floor plans of homes, that has changed quite a bit. And the openness and great rooms and things like that, that's for real. And you don't find that in the homes that are 30, 40 years old. And that's what people are liking more so. It's a different feel to a house.
Okay. How about you, Wayne? Do you see that?
One of the things I'm just going to point out that seems to be either be making a comeback or talked about a little bit more, and that's the front porch and or the porch itself. Mm-hmm. And maybe that's because of, quite frankly, COVID, that people are staying home, but they want to be outside a little bit, sitting someplace, talking to your neighbors as they're walking by, because there's more people walking, more people doing things, you're associating more.
The front porch is big.
It's making a comeback.
I thought you were going to go on countertops.
No.
Oh, they're good.
That's another venture, huh?
Oh, yeah. That's another venture. Another day for that one.
But, you know, what you said, Wayne, my grandparents lived in West St. Paul, and they had a front porch. And we used to sit out there all the time. And, of course, they'd do exactly what you guys said, mm-hmm. talk with the neighbors. The neighbors would come through and visit. Mm-hmm. And that did go away, didn't it?
It did. Yes. It absolutely did.
And now it looks like it's coming back, huh?
Yep, it really is.
I've talked to more neighbors that I didn't know were around.
You were too busy to say, yeah.
Or they were, you know. But now there's people out walking all the time, and mm-hmm. and you're getting to meet and greet, mm-hmm. which is good.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
But the countertops, I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah.
So if you're going to replace your countertops, technology and all this has really come up with some nice options versus stone. It used to be stone, granite, and now I think people are getting tired of that same look. Mm-hmm. And you do have this new technology with the countertops, and the new products out there, they're called HBL, and they're just great. So
they look like it, but they're more like durable stone. And less maintenance?
Yeah, they're less maintenance, actually, than stone, if you can believe that. But, you know.
Wow.
And a little better pricing.
And so. they're like mm-hmm. 40 cents on the dollar for stone.
Wow.
Yep.
Wow.
So it's goodbye.
Well, I know when you helped us remodel our place and your son, which did a great job, both of you did that. And, of course, here, too, at the radio station.
Yep.
Had that laminate floor that we had at home, and you and your son and your wife actually were in on. You got to try this. We drop things on there, and you mm-hmm. know how that it just happens in normal life.
It just does.
And doesn't talk about durable. I'm shocked.
Yep,
I'm very pleasantly surprised on that.
And that's why I think anybody thinking about countertops just got to come out to
Same
Home Design
thing.
And look at it, because it is unbelievable when you look at it. You think, wow, that is something. The first time I saw it, it was. But that's what's changing in homes.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, 4 years ago, 3 years ago, we didn't even have that option.
Mm-hmm.
So it's how everything is changing.
It is. Well, with that, gentlemen, we've got to go. Cool. One more time, how can folks get a hold of you?
Call us at 651-437-2121 and ask for anybody in the Home Results Group.
Alrighty. Thank you, gentlemen. Right.
Thank you, Dan.
You've been listening to Talk Real Estate on KDWA, AM 1460, FM 97.7. Our realtors today, Greg Jablonski, Wayne Beisel. Give them a call if you have any questions at your Edina Realty of Hastings, 651-437-2121.